I've attempted suicide 3 times, I've spent time in a mental hospital, and I've been dealing with depression since I was in high school. This is how I deal with depression. You really need a good team in place around you to try to fight this depression, because it's a beast and you can't do it alone. For me, my team includes, I've got a great therapist, a psychologist that I meet with every single week. I have a great psychiatrist who I meet with quarterly or sometimes more frequently for medication changes. I've got my wife Zara. Without her support, I couldn't have done anything, and my family too. And a couple really close friends, but it's having that whole team together is how you can really make a difference and start digging into the depression. Therapist, that's who I talk to the most. Shout out Liz, I meet with her every Friday at 9 a.m. and that was a game changer for me to get on a consistent schedule. Now I tried 3 different therapists before I found my current one, so take the time until you find the right person that you really feel comfortable with. These are people you're gonna share things you've never shared with anyone. You gotta feel comfortable with them, you gotta like them. Try to find somebody really good, because that's the core of my recovery, is that weekly therapy session. Journaling. It sounds silly to some, but it was huge for me. Now, why do I journal? Well, because, like I said, every Friday I got my therapy appointment. Here comes Friday, 9 a.m., and I'm in a good mood, and I get on there, and I got nothing to talk about. It's hard for me to remember the emotion I was feeling Tuesday, or when I was feeling super anxious at that party on Wednesday. Friday, when I'm in a good mood, I don't have any connection to that feeling. I don't even really remember that feeling. So I journal now whenever I have any strong emotion. With me, it's usually depression or anxiety. When I'm feeling that way, I have a folder on my phone so I can do it wherever I am. I jot down notes. So then Friday, when I'm in a good mood and I think everything's okay, I can look and go, oh shit, Wednesday I was anxious as fuck. I only stayed at that party 2 minutes and I ran out of there. Let's talk about that. I'm bipolar too, so I need medication to get me stable. And because of that, I needed a good psychiatrist. Now, I struggled with depression, like I said, since high school. And the problem was, I am now diagnosed correctly as bipolar too. The problem with that is bipolar 2 people don't do well with antidepressants. Most of my time was spent in the depressed part. So when I'd sit down with the psychiatrist, they would say, all right, try this depression or this depression medication. Well, none of them worked. And I tried just about everyone on the planet. Finding the right psychiatrist and my psychologist helped diagnose me correctly. He said, wait a minute, I think you have this, not depression, but I think it's something over here. And until I was diagnosed correctly, that's when things started to change. Now, I had to do some work too. For me, it's living healthy. I don't drink, I'm sober, I don't do drugs. I exercise frequently, 4+ times a week, and I'm obsessive about it. I meditate, I eat clean, I track my calories, I avoid sweets, I avoid too many carbohydrates, I don't want those spikes throughout the day. Living a healthy lifestyle, really in all aspects of your life, is really what helps me too. Those endorphins, I don't know what it is, I just know when I work out and I sweat, afterwards I feel better. I don't know what it is, I don't need to know. All I need to know is a healthy way to deal with things. And finally, sometimes I can't deal with depression. That happens. It's a fucking animal. And sometimes I just don't have any fight in me. And when that happens, I sleep. That's it. I'm stuck with me. When those things happen, sometimes I'm just overwhelmed with a feeling of depression and I can't do anything. I cancel all my appointments that I can. I do the bare minimum and I go to sleep and I take naps and I sleep until it's gone. In those moments, people will tell you, hey, exercise or go meditate or do these other healthy things. Well, that's bullshit. When you're feeling like that, when you're so down, I can't go exercise. I can't physically get myself to go out there to do it. I can't do anything. Sometimes I ain't got no fight. Depression is a fucking worthy adversary. It's a beast. I just kind of let it run its course. If I do the work and I do the things I just said, most of the days I win. But hey, sometimes he creeps up and you just have to have a plan to deal with it. Like I said, I've been dealing with this 20 plus years. This is what works for me. And I've got to say, I am not a doctor. I'm not a licensed physician. Make sure you talk to a professional if you have any problems. So good luck on your mental health journey. I hope you come out the other side.